All right, I am joined once again on this Tuesday morning by the gang from Lizard Creek, Shay, Fred, and Billy. You guys doing all right this morning?
Doing well.
Doing good.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I like Billy. She waits for everybody else, and then she speaks. I like that. That's very intelligent. Now, we were talking about the topic for today, and folks, by the way, when we do these interviews with local businesses, you know, we try to get everything in that we possibly can. And Lizard Creek, I haven't been out there yet, but I know these folks have so much going on. And when I heard the acreage yesterday on how big this place is, I did not expect this. So today we're going to focus on a new project, and that is Creekside. And I would guess, Shay, you might be the go-to spokesman on this one.
Yeah, sure.
Now, Creekside is a brand new restaurant, am I correct?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Tell us a little something about it, would you?
Oh, well, it kind of all started with, we were going to start selling ice cream and pizzas out of it and out of a building, and we just kind of started digging into it, and it kind of got out of hand, and we started coming up with new ideas as far as turning into an actual restaurant. But we've got... Right now, inside seating, we've got up to 120 guests.
Ooh.
It's kind of a pub and grub setting, I guess you'd say. A little bit of the rustic side with, a little bit classy, too. So.
Yeah. 120 seats, that's a good-sized dining room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
It's kind of divided into two sections. One of it's more of the casual dining side, and then the next side, the north side over, is more of the game room, kind of the fun side, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm. What type of menu are we looking at?
That's kind of been a little bit of a discussion between everybody, but we kind of nailed it down to, you know, anything from a lot of different options for appetizers all the way down to, you know, burgers, wraps, and then of course the, you know, the steaks and daily specials. So
okay.
A little bit of...
Sounds like a good kind of a family casual place.
Yes, absolutely, and that's kind of what we're going for the whole time is, you know, keeping everything clean and fun, family.
That's right. Now, you folks mentioned when we talked yesterday, I heard somebody say a grand opening date. What date are we shooting for?
So we are shooting for October 16th.
As far as the menu goes, when you're putting the menu together, I mean, do you have any other places in mind that you're basing on, or are you just doing this based on the area we're in?
We really wanted to make sure that we were supporting our local farmers, so all of our meat is fresh and farmer-made.
Wow.
Yep, like all our meats, we're trying to keep our frozen menu down to minimum, so everything is, you know, straight out of the fridge. So.
I like that. I tell you, there's some good suppliers in the area.
Yeah, there really is.
Fantastic.
We've had really good luck. We've kind of met with quite a few different people and, you know, got steered in the right direction.
Yeah. Now, steered, cows, no pun intended. Now, you mentioned the game room, which got my attention because I might be 48, but I'm still a video game guy. What kind of activities will we have in the game room?
We have pool tables, dart boards, a couple of different machines. Then we do have, like, a kid section as well.
Okay.
And one thing we're going to focus on, too, is, like, an outdoor game area as well.
Ah.
You know, down the road, we don't have anything right now, but we might focus on that next spring.
Sure.
Getting volleyball courts and, you know, bag sets and just a variety of different outdoor games.
I'll be darned. We might be safer if I stick with Pac-Man. All right, we've been with the gang from Lizard Creek, and they're going to be back again with us tomorrow morning. As a matter of fact, they're our business of the week. They'll be with us all week long, and hopefully once they get their grand opening set up, everybody that's listening, I hope will be in line out there waiting for you guys to serve them and dodging darts in the game room from me. That would be the wise thing to do.
They can keep posted at Facebook with our Creekside Facebook page.
Fantastic. Now, when will the, before I forget again, when will the menu be finalized? Well, are you going to put that on Facebook when it's done? Or
definitely.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. I'm anxious to see it. All right. It's Shay, Fred, and Billy from Lizard Creek, which I think is one of the coolest names I've ever heard for a place. and they're going to be back with us tomorrow morning. So, folks, thanks for joining us again on this Tuesday. We'll see you in the morning.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.